Here is a great Chicago story I want to tell you right now. Because there's a lot of stuff happening in the world that can be very, very disappointing and very, very wacky and very frustrating and weird, including the snow that is now falling in Chicago. But here is a good story. Ravinia, which is one of the, doesn't seem is man-made. It seems it came from heaven and dropped in Highland Park. I don't know why God would put something in Highland Park like that, but he did. And because it's too far of a drive for me, but it is such a beautiful facility for a summer festival of music and comedy and all the other things that happen out there. And sitting on the lawn with your own candelabra and a bottle of wine. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And this year, this is very exciting, Marin Alsop has just been appointed chief conductor and curator for Ravinia's 2020 season, and she has stepped into the studio right now. And what makes this unique is that in the classical music world, there are not that many female conductors, are there?
Not that many, nope.
And congratulations to you on this. And you'll be conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra a couple of times this summer when they come out, right?
That's the great treat about working at Ravinia, to get to work with this phenomenal orchestra.
And would you be the first woman to conduct the Chicago Symphony Orchestra?
I don't think so. but I wish
pretty
I had
pretty close to the first.
To try to look into that a little bit.
The it seems I believe I read that you would be. Pretty close to it. So this is, let's just talk about that. Why are there not? Because when you look at symphony orchestras, you do see a lot of women, right, in positions as musicians. Well, why not conductors?
Well, we see a lot of women nowadays in symphony orchestras. When blind auditions were instituted in the 80s, then women started winning a lot of the positions. But, you know, there's still a real tradition, I think, of keeping a kind of a closed shop. When you think of the Vienna Philharmonic, not until 1997 did they admit women into the orchestra. So having a woman as a leader is still something that is unfamiliar to people. Although I have to say, you know, with the Chicago Symphony, I've never felt any kind of resistance from the musicians or the audiences. And at Ravinia, it's a dream come true. The audience is phenomenal.
Something about the stillness of the air in there. On a beautiful night there, and on a classical night, my parents used to, I would say, drag, but to take me to, because they were huge classical fans, to take me there, and especially, you know, sort of the peak of the summer when the sun's going down at 9 o'clock, we'd be out on the lawn, and just to have that thing sort of wash across you.
Yeah.
And the dynamics there, the audio dynamics are amazing.
Oh, yeah, they do a beautiful job of getting the sound out to the people on the lawn, but it's one of the most beautiful settings, I think, for any kind of classical or popular music. I mean, Ravinia has it all. There's something for everybody.
That's true. I didn't see Anthrax on the card this year, but I wouldn't be surprised. Sometimes those acts are like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of doing stadiums or clubs, so get us sheds. And you are a very, very fancy shed for the summer touring season. All right. When you started as a musician, did you want to be a conductor from the very beginning?
No, I played. My parents were both professional musicians, so I played piano from when I was 2 years old. I retired from piano when I was six, and then I moved on to violin.
I did too, by the way. I just want to point that out. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I started when I was 5 3/4.
And that was probably a better move. So then I started violin, and the great thing about playing violin was I got to play in the orchestra. And as soon as I played in the orchestra, I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to conduct this.
So it's like that, right? Because I think there's a lot of kids when they go, like if you go to the doctor's office, you think, I want to be a doctor. Or, you know, you see other people doing things, whatever, pilots or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. So when you're actually in this moment, and you basically wanted to be the boss, is it when you stop and you, as a layperson watching this, it seems like, you know, the orchestra's got all the music in front of them and they know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're looking up at you and sometimes they're looking down at the music. It is still a bit of a mystery to me to exactly what it is that they are that they're waiting for you to do, or what are they watching of what you're doing?
Are you wondering what the conductor does? Is that
that's a nice way of putting it? Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is it's sort of one of those great mysteries in the universe that the musicians are at such a high level, of course, but there's a joined effort, you know, to motivate and to try to achieve a sort of a shared, a marquee goal, which is in the name of the music, the name of the composer. And that's really what the conductor is responsible for, is to, you know, enable the musicians to be the best they can be by creating a situation where it's clear what's happening, mm-hmm. the direction of the piece is clear, the colors that they're making sound-wise, you know, because when you get to the level of a Chicago Symphony, you know, it's so malleable that you can do almost anything with the orchestra.
It's like clay, right? You can mold it.
Absolutely. But, you know, the best kind of clay, that kind of thing. So,
does it change night by night?
Oh, yeah. It changes second by second. I mean, that's the beauty of classical music. It exists in that moment only. And it really is, it's different because of each person that's in attendance as well. So the audience is really a big part of our artistic endeavor.
Do you work to the room, like a band would work to a room or a comedian would work to a room? Do you get a sense of how a room is reacting and you want to wake them up a little bit if they're a little... I mean, I just know that does happen.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're in charge of, say, 100 people, 120 people, you can't make any sudden moves, really, mm-hmm. you know, because...
They're not anticipating it.
Well, but I do think that we, as the performers on stage, we have a sense of the audience. You know, you have a feeling when they're really focused and when they're really quiet and when they're really engaged. And I have to say that even in an outdoor setting like Ravinia, you know, where you get the trains going by and you get kids running around sometimes, there's still such a sense of ownership and engagement from the audience. That's one of the things I love about working there.
Marin Alsop is who we're talking to. She just appointed chief conductor and curator for Ravinia's 2020 season, beginning in the 2020 season. You're going to be here for a number of years. And one of the few women conductors in classical music in North America.
Well, but I want to say that here in Chicago, you have Mei Ann Chen with the Chicago Sinfonietta, and lots of women are suddenly now
coming in and
you know, because of the change in the way society is looking at gender equality, you know, women are finally given some opportunity. So I'm very excited about that.
And Leonard Bernstein, do I have this right? Was your mentor?
He was my mentor. He was my hero when I was 9 years old and then became my teacher later
wow.
in life.
How yeah, crazy is that?
And you know, it was fantastic. Last summer, we filmed Bernstein's Mass for PBS, and it's going to be coming out this spring on television. And that was the brilliant idea of Wells Kaufman, executive director there.
Who happens to be standing around here. Now, Leonard Bernstein was, you know, in sort of the pantheon of great conductors and figures in classical music. Was he tough as a conductor? Was he a taskmaster?
He could be, but...
Are you tough?
I can result? Be, mm-hmm. but...
Are there laggards? Are there people that you know that at any given moment, if you've got 120 people in front of you, and you know there's some guy on the timpani or something that's either the triangle, whatever they got, there's some guy that's just not exactly where they should be, and what do you do about that?
Yeah, well, you know, that's always the challenge of leadership, right? How you manage the stray person. And I would say, you know, at the level I'm conducting, there aren't too many laggards for sure. But watching people like Bernstein in rehearsal, the most important thing is to put the music first and to really not be afraid to be passionate about what we're doing. And the musicians respond to that, all of them.
What are you looking forward to most in 2020 at Ravinia?
Oh, we have some great programs. I'm especially proud, I think, since we've been discussing this issue of gender, to be celebrating the 19th Amendment. And we're doing that with...
100th anniversary.
Yeah, the 100th anniversary. Cynthia Erivo is going... And you can see her on the Oscars. Is it the Oscars coming
yes,
up? Yes,
on Sunday.
Cynthia Erivo, she's a phenomenal performer, and she's doing a show called Legendary Women, and I'm conducting it. And so that really excited about that. I'm doing a silent film with live score, a film from the 30s, Joan of Arc.
So, oh, yeah,
that's going to be cool, too. So, you know, this is a thread that runs through this summer's programming.
I think that's actually a really cool way, too, of introducing people, because so many film scores are based in classical, mm-hmm. right? They're based in that form of music. And and to introduce people into it and let them know that that's what's happening. I know that CSO had a really successful run. They did Jaws, right? They were doing the all of the, you know, the great music from probably the most prolific writer of music in the 20th
John
century,
Williams,
John Williams. Yeah. All right. Well, this has just been an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being with us, because congratulations on everything that is happening here, because Maren Alsup is now the chief conductor and curator of the Ravinia Festival starting here in 2020. Congratulations on that, and congratulations to Ravinia.
Well, thank you so much, and it's great to be in this beautiful city. Thank you.
I'll move the snow out of the way for you, but we can't do that before we get to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Coming your way in 2 minutes.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Put all WGN meteorologists on notice to wake up early and be on our show starting at 5 a.m. It's Bob Surratt in the morning on this station.
Radio Chicago, WGN.